All right, Jebosai, good morning. Let's begin. So remember again, we went ahead and we were finishing off the incredible Maisa from the Piagetzna. Page Memchas. Remember again how the Maisa ended. The pauper seemingly got his bracha from the Ribono Shel Olam. He went ahead and he received the flour. The flour, ultimately, again, he bargained. He essentially gave away for a few loaves of bread with which to sustain his family. His father appeared to him that night in the dream, all bereft, mourning, sad, saying, "My son, what did you do? Your tefillos were so impactful. Your tefillos were so meaningful. Your tefillos were so moving that HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally decided to go ahead and bring the Mashiach, and that flower was the flower that you were supposed to take to Maras HaMachpelah, awaken the Avos and the Ma'os, and begin the process of Messianic redemption. And what did you do? You went ahead and you sold it. Or not even you sold it. You gave it away for a few loaves of bread. You gave away the flower of Mashiach for a few loaves of bread." And therefore says the Piagetzna, so what's the message? V'ata, page Memches, top of Memches, V'ata, hoy vavoy bini. So this is still the father speaking to his son. Hoy vavoy, my son. Lo l'cha levat hariosa, rakam l'chol Yisra. You know, you not only went ahead and did something terrible for yourself, but you went ahead and you wronged Klal Yisrael. Aflik dosh Yisrael, hakol haya biyadcha. Everything was in your hands. Gam ha'avos, gam ha'navim, b'chol ha'tzadikim. Af ha'mashiach biyadcha haya. Ve'es hakol ba'ad kikar lechem ibarta. You lost everything because of a loaf of bread. Hasatan rechamalachi chabala atas mechem, va'alim mitzachakim umahaslim. Bo shim ubochim anachnu kolanu v'kulam tzakim va'alecha shalim. Everybody in the celestial sphere is asking, "Mihu aish asher es kol eila hecharif ves arak dusha kiba heim yachol lihios sheish yehudihu ubeshem Yisrael yuchuna." So he says in Shemayim. Now they're asking, "Who is this guy? Who is the man who gives away eternity for a loaf of bread? Who is the man who gives away salvation for a loaf of bread? Who is the man who gives away his destiny for a loaf of bread?" So we'll say a very dramatic story. So what's the mussar? What's the message? Listen to what the Piagetzna says. V'ata bachar Yisrael. So the Piagetzna says, now listen, young man. We'll say that's us. We're the young men. Doig ata harbe al ha'ani hazeh she'ibeid v'hifsid es kol ha'kodesh v'atzadikim u'biras ha'mashiach ba'ad davar shalma b'kach. You know, we look at this story and we say to ourselves, craziness, right? Craziness. Look what this Ani did. He went ahead and he lost everything. For what? For what? You know, I remember again, in the story at least, remember the rich man offered the Ani money. He offered him as much money as he wanted. I mean, it's not the pshat that he just sold the flour, that he gave away the flour. That's bad in of itself. But that, remember, what did he get? He undersold it so severely. He went ahead and he got a couple of loaves of bread. And we look at this story and we say that we're astounded. V'im alav tidag shelo hayo lo la'as osacheres ki lo yada shenisayon lefanav ich tidag. So listen to this. So the Piagetzna says, and we know, we'll say, the truth is this story, if we're honest, is actually very troubling. Because obviously the message of the story is that what? That the sandler did something wrong. But yet we look at the story, what do we say to ourselves? If we were in the same situation, what would we have done? The same exact thing, right? The same exact thing. Lawrence, his family's dying. His family is dying. Literally, again, they're mamish. That's not like hyperbolic. They're dying. So what would anyone have done in that situation if not give away the flour? He has no idea what the flour is. He has no idea about the power of the flour, the capacity of the flour. So look what he writes. Eich titag aftiktof alecha. See, I'm sorry. Kilo yoda shenisayin lefanov. The sandler has no idea that he's being tested. He has no idea about the nisayon. Eich titag aftiktof alecha. Sheteida shetamid omid ata binisayon. So the Piagetzna says, you know what? That's not an excuse. At the end of the day, we are always in a state of nisayon. But you hear the profundity of this statement? We are always in a state of nisayon. There is always a challenge in front of us. Everything in life is a test, big and small. Biyotcha, listen to these words. So you're right. So you want to say, how should the Sandler have known that it was a test? Boss has a very simple answer. The simple answer is, everything's a test. Everything is a test. Everything is an isayon, big and small. So when you go through life and you're faced with a situation, you say to yourself, Nisayon, obviously, this is a mashal. And like most mashalim, the story, the mashal and the nimshal don't have to fit exactly. Still, even if he says it's a test, so what should he have done? Again, remember, what was I? His family's dying. That's the point. Remember, again, this is not a natural story. This is a mashal. The mashal, the point of the story is, everything is an isayon. Everything is a test. I'm always standing at the crossroads of life, even when I don't think I am. Even when I think it's something relatively clear-cut. See, Rebbe said, in the Sandler's mind, he thinks to himself, incredible. What did I just witness? I just witnessed Hashkachas Hashem. I davened, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a flower, I don't really have a green thumb anyway, happened to go ahead and have this rich man show up, who happens to want the flower, happens to have loaves in his carriage, he thinks everything went exactly according to plan. But he failed. He failed the Nisayon. We're not faulting him, because at the end of the day, this mashal is so exaggerated. But I will say, the principle, or I should say the nimshal, the message is so profound. We are always in a state of nisayon. Everything is a test. Look at the words of the Piagetzna. Biyotcha lihios gaon v'tzadik. Wow. As it says the Piagetzna, each of us has the ability to be a gaon and a tzadik. Not just a tzadik and not just a gaon and a tzadik. Lahashros eshkinosu yismarach v'cha, shegam anoshim achirim mimcha yiskadashu. Because we have the ability to become so holy, that not only do we create personal holiness, but our holiness is able to go ahead and inspire others. We have the ability to bring other people closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Estivar Hashem telamid osam, ubidrachav tajrichem, va'ata v'chavirecha sakeitz v'eseskaus moshech tzidkenu tikarvu. Also, I have the ability to create personal holiness. I have the ability to inspire others to be holy. I have the ability to bring other people closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I will say, most of all, I, each of us as individuals, have the ability to bring Mashiach closer. I will say, again, I want to be clear, the Piagetzna is not on Shlichus from the Rebbe, right? They were talking about bringing Mashiach. I will say, again, this is Yiddishkeit. This is not just people, when they hear about Mashiach, think about that it's just Chabad, right? I will say, again, all Jews believe in Mashiach, and all Jews believe in the ability for every single individual to make a tangible difference in the actualization and fulfillment of the Geula. We have the ability to be personal. It says the Piagetzna, each of us has the ability to be a tzaddik, to be a gon, to inspire ourselves, to inspire others, and to bring Mashiach closer. What's the last paragraph? Page Memches. Uma yor ritzon chalavad shetirza lios Yehudi amiti im tisatzel tisrape v'lo ta'avod. It says the Piagetzna, what is the only thing standing between you and the actualization of your tzaddik gaon identity? Laziness and lethargy. Bless you. Laziness and lethargy. Those are the only two things standing between me and being a tzaddik and a gaon. Im tisatzel v'tisrape v'lo tavod. If I'm lazy, if I'm lethargic and I don't push myself. O min kol menia tidacha. So we'll say, you know what happens? When I'm lazy and I'm lethargic, we know what happens. Every little obstacle becomes like a major obstacle, right? So you will say, when a person is lazy and lethargic, everything is a problem. Everything is an issue. Everything is an obstacle. Everything is a hurdle. And I will say, if I'm lazy and lethargic, so when I want to do something, I'll do it. But if I don't want to do it, at the end of the day, I will not be able to withstand the nisayon. In kavanosin shiti ezar zatas avadascha rak yecharos b'malacha shalcha lahavdil bilvad b'shash rabba b'maher oso oshu doches atzmo shavadasi yevesha avodas evari haguf bilvad. And we'll say again, let's be clear. Remember we spoke about this before, that a person could exhibit external alacrity, but internal like yevesha says, like a dryness. Let's see what that means is. Our goal is not just to have behavioral zrizos, but our goal is to be inspired on the inside also. Remember again, Rabbi said, the opposite of laziness and lethargy is not going ahead and doing everything quickly. It's not external zrizos. Because we know this. A person could be externally zoriz, but inside I'm dead. Inside I don't feel it. Inside I'm totally uninspired. That's not what we're going towards either. Rak. Oreris nafshecha. Eder Abosei, our goal is to inspire, to awaken our soul. Ruach Elokim yisa'acha v'yisra'ashu gagali nafshecha v'yivari guvcha. Abosei says, so beautiful. I want the Spirit of God to lift me up and to stir the waves of my soul. Right? It will say, I want, at the end of the day, I want a spiritual awakening. I want it to be that again, I feel literally again, I will say this lashon is so beautiful, to awaken my soul to the Spirit of God to lift me up. Yisra'ashu, I want it to make noise. I want it to create a stir, to create waves in my soul and in my body. Tis amitz v'tis chazek la'avodas Hashem v'chazaka b'eslavus ish kodesh v'simcha. I ultimately, again, I want to be strong. I want the Chizuk to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Chazaka, with strength, with Hislavos, with the zeal, with an Ish Kodesh, a fire of holiness, with Simcha, and with Simcha. So we end off this parak, which was really speaking about specifically the dangers of laziness and lethargy. So at the end of the day, says the Piyajetzna, the danger of laziness and lethargy is, antithetical to growth for one simple reason. Everything in life is in Isayo. Let's say it's an incredible, sometimes I feel, it's something we know, but it's actually very overwhelming to contemplate. Every single thing in life is in Isayo. Everything in life, big and small, is in Isayo. And your success in life is fundamentally determined by how you deal with your Nisyonos. If a person suffers from life lethargy and laziness, I will never be omeid b'nisayon. Never. Why? Because they will say, if I'm lazy or lethargic, it's just too much effort to overcome the nisayon. Instead, what I'll just do is, I'll sell the flowers of opportunity for a couple of loaves of bread. I'll take whatever is the path of least resistance. I'll take the easy way out so that I can move on in life. If I want to truly actualize the flowers of opportunity, if I want to truly bring geula for myself, bring geula for others, and ultimately bring Mashiach just a little bit closer, that I need to find the courage to awaken myself inside, to awaken myself behaviorally, to shake off the laziness and the lethargy, and ultimately serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with this Eish Kodesh and Besimcha. We'll say now, we'll stop here for today. Now we will see Meretz Hashem the next Parak Hamish, which will start B'Shah Tov Mitzlachas on Monday, are the Eitzos. Now we've understood the danger of laziness and lethargy. On Monday, Meretz Hashem, we begin ultimately with the Eitzos as to how to properly combat these particular negative traits. Shkach HaLosei.